You're listening to SBS News.
A number of businesses and facilities are being closed in South Australia as part of a six-day lockdown. Premier Stephen Marshall says authorities only have a short opportunity to contain the further spread of the virus.
And the reality is you don't get a second chance to stop a second wave, and so we're throwing absolutely everything at this. We know that Victoria was in lockdown, substantial lockdown, for 112 days. We want to have 6 days of this circuit breaker so that we don't have much more pain down the track.
Chief Public Health Officer Professor Nicola Spurrier says the strategy is different to the one used in Victoria and is based on the best medical and health advice.
I am using the science, and I'm also using the information that my team already has got from this, our experience here. And I know that this is the right thing to do. I can't be making this decision in 2 or 3 weeks' time, or even 2 or 3 days' time, because it's going to be too late.
From midnight, all schools will close, along with universities, pubs, cafes and food courts. Regional travel will be banned and aged care centres will go into lockdown. South Australia Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says the restrictions will be wide-ranging and the lockdown is likely to extend beyond the initial six-day period for another 8 days.
People will be restricted from going out of their house for a six-day period. The message is stay at home unless you are accessing essential services or you are an essential worker. Exercise will not be permitted outside of the home for a six-day period. Food purchases will be available. You will be able to leave one person per household once a day to access groceries.
He's urged people to refrain from panic buying.
Supermarkets are going to be open beyond today. There is no need for people to rush to supermarkets, and if you do go shopping this afternoon, then you should expect that you are going to be managed by staff at the supermarkets, and we will have police officers on standby to attend if we see any civil disorder, and we will be taking action. This is completely unacceptable. There is no need for panic buying.
Outside Aldi in Adelaide, this shopper says she is already seeing people scrambling to get supplies.
Very anxious because it's coming up to Christmas. I don't think we're going to be able to celebrate because people just get too complacent. Snacks so we can watch Netflix and relax. Got plenty of toilet paper at home, so I'm not one of them, but yeah, plenty of drink and snacks.
The Adelaide cluster has now infected at least 20 people in the city's north and forced at least 4,000 people to self-isolate at home. The virus was originally spread by a cleaner at the Peppers Weymouth Medi Hotel, which was being used to quarantine overseas return travellers in Adelaide CBD. The virus was contracted from a surface. The infected cleaner then spread the virus to 2 security guards who took it home to their families. Other sites have since been identified as forming part of the second chain of transmission, including a pizza bar, schools and another hotel. One of the initial infected security guards also worked part-time at the Woodville Pizza Bar. Professor Spurrier urged people who have visited the sites of concern to immediately self-isolate. She says mask wearing must now be taken more seriously.
We will be looking at having more stricter conditions for wearing masks. And you need to be able to wear a mask correctly. So one of these surgical masks, you can only wear for about 2 hours before you need to change it. I'd like you to get online and have a look at other ways of having non-disposable masks or cloth masks, which are also very effective. People who are handy with the sewing machine may be able to run some up for yourself and for your family and friends. But also we are looking at the distribution of masks across our state.
100 Australian Defence Force troops are there assisting authorities as more testing site locations are being established. Some people were forced to wait in line for up to 12 hours on Tuesday, and others were turned away when centres closed. These South Australians outside a testing clinic say they understand the need for the measures.
It needs to be, yes. You know, it's not nice, it's not good, you know, especially with the toilet paper situation and everything, when some people panic, but yeah, well, you've got to do what you've got to do.
Tough, but I think it is something that needs to be done. Like, it's coming from someone who, I have my own business, it's going to affect me a little, but I think at the end of the day, hit the nail on the head, we have to do it.
I think it's for the best. We'll limit the cluster and all that. It's better than, you know, having people go out and then getting sick, getting COVID.
The 255 people completing quarantine in the Pepper's Medi Hotel are being required to restart their 14 days of quarantine due to infection control problems. Australia's acting chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, says South Australia's decision is to be commended.
South Australia have made their decision today on the basis that they don't want to be thinking in a week, I should have done something else and gone harder and gone faster. They've gone hard, they've gone fast, they've gone broad, both in their public health response as well as the other measures that were announced today, that will give them the best chance of getting on top of this outbreak.
Queensland, the Northern Territory, Tasmania and Western Australia have moved swiftly to reimpose border restrictions to prevent the virus spreading interstate. West Australian Premier Mark McGowan says an ultra-cautious approach is necessary.
My view is the best thing to do is keep the virus out. The model by which you have outbreaks and then contact trace and crack down on it is not the best model. That seems to be the New South Wales model. It is not the best model. Our model, whereby you keep it out, is a better model. We're just determined to continue down that track. If we do get outbreaks against our best efforts, obviously we'll deal with those and we have the systems in place to do so.
WA has recorded 6 new cases, all returned overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. The two most populous states, New South Wales and Victoria, have left their borders open but are increasing screening of Adelaide airport arrivals. Both states are also advising against travel to and from South Australia. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says any interstate travel from Adelaide should be delayed.
In terms of the borders, can I please stress, completely open. We're just saying to people, it's similar to what we would have said to people if we had an outbreak in southwestern Sydney. Don't move around too much in that community unless you have to.
In Victoria, Deputy Chief Health Officer Alan Cheng says he is acutely aware of the risk of the virus spreading. He's reassured Victorians that authorities will do what is necessary to stop the virus spreading across state borders.
At this stage, we're not so worried about the people that live along the border. So the risk is in Adelaide. We're directing our attention to places where people from Adelaide will come in. And our situation is different to many other jurisdictions because the South Australian border is closed, so people don't just pop across the border.
Victoria has continued its tally of no new coronavirus cases for the 19th day. Premier Daniel Andrews says that means on Sunday there will be changes made to the state's mandatory mask policies. Mr. Andrews also encouraged Victorians to travel within the state to contribute to the state's regional economy. As part of a $465 million plan, Mr. Andrews says $200 vouchers will be used to motivate people to travel to regional towns.
There is funding here for 120,000 vouchers. You spend $400, you will get $200. That means you can stay an extra night. It means you can have an even better experience. This is about giving a real boost to the tourism sector who have done it tough.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.